Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Monday the 6th of January. There are warnings of gales in all areas except North Utsira and Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800, low, fastnet 976, expected 40s 957 by 1800 Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 later in Viking. Rain and sleet or wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, easterly veering mainly southeasterly later, 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm force 10 for a time. Rain or snow, moderate to very poor. 40s, east 6 or 7, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later. Rain or sleet, moderate or poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Tyne, backing north or northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain, wintry showers later, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, cyclonic mainly east or northeast at first, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fisher, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later. Rain, showers later, moderate or poor, occasionally good later. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, cyclonic mainly southwest 7 to severe gale 9, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, cyclonic mainly southwest, veering west or northwest later 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 until later. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southwesterly later in west. Rain, then showers, thundery at first in south, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later, backing southwesterly later in west Fitzroy. Rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later in Irish Sea. Rain, then squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later in Malin, Hebrides, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor or very poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, east-northeast 2, more than 38 miles, 987, falling slowly. Stornoway, north by west 6, heavy rain and snow, 1 mile, 988, falling. Lerwick, northeast by east 5, 30 miles, 991, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, west 2, mist, 11 miles, 988, falling slowly. Aberdeen, north by west 2, heavy rain and snow, 1500 metres, 987, falling. Lucas, north by east 3, slight drizzle and rain, 35 miles, 985, falling more slowly. Boomer, northeast 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 981, falling. Bridlington, north-northeast 4, 977, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 6, 2 miles, 984. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest 5, 981, falling. Jersey, south by west 5, 8 miles, 983, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 6, 5 miles, 979. Scilly Automatic, northwest by north 6, heavy rain, 1.5 miles, 975, now rising. Milford Haven, north 5, slight rain, 5 miles, 975, falling slowly. Aberporth, northwest by north 5, rain, 700 metres, 976, falling more slowly. Valley, north-northeast 5, slight drizzle and rain, 4 miles, 979, now rising. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by north 4, drizzle, 2 miles, 977, falling more slowly. Valencia, north by east 4, 27 miles, 988, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north 4, slight rain, 19 miles, 981, falling more slowly. Malinhead, northeast by north 4, 19 miles, 986, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, north-northwest 3, more than 38 miles, 985, falling slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, an area of low pressure centred to the southwest of the United Kingdom, will move northeastwards across England tonight and across the North Sea during Monday. This will bring outbreaks of rain with gale or severe gale force winds to most coastal waters. As this system clears eastwards, a cold and showery northerly airflow will become established across all areas by Monday evening. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, backing north or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor or very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, backing north or northwest 6 to gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later near Rattray Head. Rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeast 4 to 6, backing north 6 to gale 8, then northwest later. Rain and sleet, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, becoming north or northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 5 to 7 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time in south and east, veering west 5 to 7 later. Rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly veering westerly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time in east. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest veering west 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, cyclonic becoming northwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Occasional rain, then squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, cyclonic becoming northwesterly 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, then squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, rain or sleet at first, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northeasterly backing northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, occasionally 4 later in north, rain or sleet at first, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, north 6 or 7, backing northwest and decreasing 5 or 6, then west or northwest 4 or 5 later. Rain clearing to scattered wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northeasterly backing northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northeasterly backing northerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7, later, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 until later in east, backing northerly 5 to 7 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles east, backing northeast 6 to gale 8, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor or very poor. That completes the shipping bulletin. It's coming up to 1 o'clock, time for Radio 4 to hand over to the BBC World Service. We're back at 5:20 this morning. Until then, this is Richard Evans at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very peaceful night.
This is Andrew Peach in London, on the way in the newsroom from the BBC. Hamas has a list of 34 hostages it says it's willing to release in the first stage of a potential ceasefire deal with Israel. There's a state of emergency in parts of the US because of a major winter storm.
This is what it'll really feel like tomorrow morning across the Midwest and the plains, 10 to 20 Fahrenheit below zero. That cold extends down towards Dallas and Memphis, where we don't see as many cold shots this time of year.
Ukraine launches a new offensive in Kursk, the region of Russia it partially occupied 5 months ago. The closure of a French marine park is causing uncertainty over the fate of its two orcas. And we're live in Los Angeles as film and TV stars gather for the first ceremony of Hollywood's awards season, this year's Golden Globes.
So it's very true to be very, very popular like me.
It's 1 o'clock GMT.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. A senior Hamas official has made public a list of 34 hostages that he says the group is willing to release in the first stages of a potential ceasefire agreement with Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister's office has denied reports that Hamas has provided Israel with a hostage list. Jonah Fisher is in Jerusalem.
Among those named on the Hamas hostage list are 10 women and 11 older male hostages, aged between 50 and 85. There are also children that Hamas had previously claimed had died in an Israeli airstrike, and several hostages that are thought to be sick. The Israeli Prime Minister's office denied reports that Hamas had provided it with a list of hostages. The release of the names will be seen by some as an attempt by Hamas to increase public pressure on the Israeli government. Talks are continuing in Doha through mediators, but there's so far been little indication that a deal is imminent.
A state of emergency has been declared across parts of the US as a major winter storm begins sweeping eastwards. Snow, ice and plunging temperatures have led to chaos on the roads, with air and train travel hit. Tens of millions of Americans are bracing for what's predicted to be the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures in more than a decade. In Kansas, wind chills of minus 29 Celsius are forecast. The city's mayor is Quinton Lucas.
The cold weather is as much of a challenge as the snow and ice is as well. When you get these sub-zero temperatures, at least sub-zero wind chills, we know that can have a negative impact not just on our workforce, but also our residents. And so we're making sure we address all of those issues.
The Mozambique opposition leader, who has from exile been leading weeks of protests against a disputed election, says he'll return on Thursday. Venancio Mondlane said he would arrive ahead of the inauguration.